This is Gordon Strome, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I've got a Guinness stout. It's in a can, so it's labeled Guinness Draft. It's also labeled Serve Extra Cold, which I completely ignored. Served it at the appropriate cellar temperature. It is a black beer. I guess if you look around the edges, you can see sort of very dark brown, but it's opaque. It's out of a nitro can, so it's got the head like you'd get from a bar pour. It was a tall, cascading nitro head, light tan in color. The tight bubbles, very persistent, creamy colored. I did not draw a shamrock in it, but, you know, just because I didn't have the tap, I guess. it looks right, so give it a 3. The aroma, trying to get around the nitro head to get at the beer. Okay, so it's a mildly coffee aroma, some roast. But it's weird because it has an impression of sort of a creamy sweetness. It's something fairly distinctive that I get with Guinness. Yeah, it's creaminess as an aroma. Cocoa, roasted grain. Not getting any esters or diacetyl or hops for that matter. It's all various grain aromatics, but yet it has that sort of creamy quality to it. I'll give it a 10. Flavor, coffee, cocoa, unsweetened chocolate, various kinds of roast, but it's smooth. It's not acrid or harsh. It's got like a medium bitterness, very dry finish. There's roast in the finish and aftertaste. No esters, that same creamy quality. A touch of acidity, but nobody having this would think it's soured at all. Maybe a touch of hops, very, very low if it's there. You know, a little earthy. It just seems about roasted grain. I mean, it's it's not just like a chocolate flavor. It's got a dry, roasted, grainy flavor. But that roast does sort of combine with a hop bitterness, comes in at the end, and it gives sort of a an impression of higher bitterness. You know, I'm not able to sort of measure IBUs sitting here, but I mean the hop bitterness seemed moderate, but the aftertaste seems more bitter than the finish, and I think that's the effect of the roasted grains. So, I mean, that very clean flavor and that, you know, the way the roast comes in is very important for a dry stout. And all those coffee flavors without being harsh is really handled nicely. I'll give that a 18. Mouthfeel? Well, it's got that nitro thing going on. So it's very smooth and creamy. It knocked all the carbonation out, so its carbonation is low. Body seems medium. Maybe the low end of medium full, but sometimes it's hard to judge body when there's not much carbonation in the beer. But it seems in the medium-ish range to me. It's not acrid. It doesn't have a sort of harsh astringency, even though it seems very dry, and you get the the roasted flavors. I give it a 4. Overall, it's clean, it's smooth, and it's roasted. It's got that dry finish with the lingering roasted grainy flavors. Just creamy throughout. You know, sort of smelled it and tasted it, but no sweetness at all. Very little yeast quality. Low hops. The bitterness is moderate, but the roasted grain really adds to it. Being canned, it's a fresh, clean beer. Give it a 9 overall. So that makes for a 44. So that's a Category 13A Guinness Stout, judged as an Irish Dry Stout.